This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Montgomery County Board Member Heather Hampton-Odle. Heather, welcome, my friend.
Good morning. And the hat I'm wearing this morning is Chairman of the Montgomery CEO Board. So,
what other hats do you have? I mean, you've got several
I'm going to feed the goats and horse hat as well.
You got the mom, you got the... Yeah. Oh, my word. We are here to talk about the CEO program, and we've kind of talked about this in the past. This is a big deal that involves all of the school districts. For those that don't know the CEO program, tell us a little bit about this.
CEO stands for Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities. It was a program developed in Effingham County, Illinois, which is now in its seventh year. They have since franchised this program. So by next fall, it will be in, I think, 26 different locations in four different states. So Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, and Missouri. But the purpose of the program is to bring the business community, or actually more accurately, bring students, high school seniors, in close contact with the business community. So they actually never meet in a classroom. It is a year-long course for high school seniors. And our Montgomery program will start at 7:50 in the morning and wrap up at 9:20 in the morning. And then they'll go back to their regular school district. But for the four school districts, the predominant school districts in Montgomery County, these high school seniors will be at businesses every day during their senior year. They will hear from business speakers. They will develop professional skills. By the end of the year, the class develops their own business. Then the funds from that serve as seed money to help individual students start their businesses. So they know going into this, I am going to get to start and run my own business. Real time, real money, make something happen. And there are just so many reasons we're excited about this program.
And it's amazing. You think about this area. There have been successes in this area.
Absolutely.
Bob Plummer's a perfect example. Started out with nothing. Now look at what he's doing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Tobin, if you really start looking at entrepreneurs and small business owners, that is the heart of most rural economies, and especially in Montgomery County. And if we start naming people, you think of Rick Vogel, mm-hmm. Bob Plummer. I think of Pat Giacchino over in Nokomis. These... Jeff Howe running APM, which had started before, but working with partners, mm-hmm. really has built it up and now employs 25 people. These sorts of stories are happening, and people in financial services. Look at White & Associates celebrating their 25th mm-hmm. anniversary mm-hmm. and employing additional people beyond their families. These are opportunities where you can grow in place. And what we've seen in the Effingham experience is they've actually been effective at students coming back home. And I think that's what really resonates with a lot of people right now. We see the need for increased population mm-hmm. and a younger population as well to even us out, so to speak. And in Effingham, as they've surveyed these students, like 1 year, there were, I think, 25 students in the class. Mm-hmm. They surveyed them at the beginning of the school year. Three of them said, yeah, I plan to come back to the area after college, whatever that is. By the end of the year, 21 out of 25 said, you know what? I want to come back here, and I'm going to plan to come back here. And I know because of this network of business people mm-hmm. and the skills that I've gained that I can succeed here, and I want to. That is powerful.
And that's a glaring problem where you have kids that graduate, whether it's Nokomis, Hillsboro, Litchfield, Panhandle, they leave and they don't come back unless it's Christmas, Easter, or class reunion. I mean, right. and it's sad to say that, but it happens.
Well, and oftentimes they're taught and told, and their parents think, and we all think, well, there may not be opportunities here. Or we think that based on what we know and who we know. Mm-hmm. But most of us only socialize with a certain set of people, often very similar to ourselves and what we do in our work and so on. But this program starts to expose them to the fact that there are metallurgical engineers mm-hmm. needed in Montgomery County, or there are process systems engineers, there are accountants, there are HR resource people. There are a number of jobs, specialized jobs, that need to be filled. And And not that this program will create all of those. I just throw those out as specifics, that a lot of these opportunities do exist, but there's not one repository for all that information to keep people in the loop. And I think this is going to help make them aware of the breadth of opportunity and what they can create on their own.
And I think one good thing about this program, and hindsight is, because I've learned this real quick being over a Moose Lodge, you know, you get to learn taxes real quickly. Some months you've got three, some you've got four, and that's a life experience that you learn fairly quickly in the game.
It is, and this course is going to cover that sort of information, or the practicalities of what does business entail. Mm-hmm. So we'll have speakers come in from an insurance agency standpoint talking about why you need liability, why you need workers' compensation, what the rates are. We're going to have accountants talking about the difference between cash and accrual accounting. But the key to this whole piece is having a facilitator that is going to recognize how we can pull in the right speakers at the right time. Mm-hmm. So it's, when are the students ready to really grasp and understand? Like the CEO program franchise says, it's not so much that the topic is taught, it's that it is learned. So when is the right time for them to be open to that subject? And that's what's exciting about this approach.
And you mentioned the facilitator. Let's tag this in. You are now accepting applications for a facilitator for this program here in Montgomery County.
We are. The CEO program board has a half-time position open for someone, and it could be a person with business experience who is willing to get a provisional certification, and you know, we can work through that. It could be an existing business teacher who says, I think maybe the school district would work with me and we can shift our load. It may be another teacher from a totally different area. The original facilitator for the Effingham program was a band teacher, but he had experience running his own filmmaking business, mm-hmm. kind of on the side, so to speak, and has done a phenomenal job of building that program and serving as facilitator. So what we're really looking for, beyond those knowledge-type credentials, are the abilities. Rex Brown, who's on our CEO program board, did a very good job articulating that. He said it's really about the abilities of communication, being flexible, seeing when those opportunities are for students to learn, communicating with the students, communicating with business investors who are what make the program happen,
and
scheduling where they'll be as far as host sites, where class will take place, and so on. It's really a special person.
Applications, if anyone's listening to this and would like to apply, where can they go?
Applications can be directed to the Regional Office 10, Regional Office of Education in Hillsboro. That's located near the courthouse. And those need to be in by February 25th. That's the last Wednesday in February. But we will also be posting the position, and you can find more out at the Hillsboro Area Hospital website as well.
And then another thing, we're getting close to the end of the program here.
Sure.
The student application process, where it involves the students, that's going to be coming up soon.
It is very good, yes. Within the week of the 19th through 23rd, roughly next week in the schools, guidance counselors, principals, and so on will be encouraging high school juniors who will be seniors next year to pick up an application and apply. And that application requires character references. Mm-hmm. So it's information from the student, and they have to write a narrative about why they're interested, what they hope to accomplish from it, that kind of thing. It explains that in the application. But they also need two character references plus the guidance counselor's reference. All of these things are mailed under separate cover, and the Hillsboro Area Chamber of Commerce has agreed to basically blind the application, so no one on the CEO program board and no one on the selection committee will know who these students are. They're going, actually, our program board won't have any idea who applies or what the applications look like. We're going to have an anonymous selection committee review those, and then they will notify students by April 1st if they're selected or not.
All right. Heather, we are out of time. Thank you so much, and I look forward to talking with you more about the CEO program, because I think this is heading into the right direction, but thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Montgomery County Board Member Heather Hampton-Nodal. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.